Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting second. The second baseman, Ben Steiner. Batting third. The first baseman, George Metkovich. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jackie Tobin. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Tom McBride. Batting eighth. The catcher, Fred Walters. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Wilson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jim Wilson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Guy Curtwright. Batting second. The center fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting third. The left fielder, Johnny Dickshott. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Nagel. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tony Cuccinello. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Roy Schalk. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Humphries. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Johnny Humphries. And now, play ball. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Steiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steiner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nagel fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Curtwright. The throw from Walters and he is out, Newsom applying the tag. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Steiner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hockett moves to second. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Walters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Cuccinello reaches second base with a double. Hockett scores. Dickshott moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Schalk reaches second base with a double. Dickshott scores. Cuccinello scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tobin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tobin picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Tobin. Tresh moves to second. Johnny Humphries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphries takes first base on ball 4. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kurtwright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Tresh moves to third. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hockett takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Woods now pitching. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hockett. The throw from Walters and he is safe. Hockett steals second. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Woods fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters strikes out. One out. Pinky Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-1 in the game. Newsom hits a pop-up towards short. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0-for-1 in the game. Nagel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Steiner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards first. Metkovich scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cuccinello for the out. Two outs. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Steiner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Schalk. The throw from Walters to Newsom and they have Schalk trapped. The throw over to Metkovich, who applies the tag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ben Steiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steiner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Steiner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Schalk. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-1 in the game. Metkovich hits a fly ball into left field. Dick Schott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steiner moves to second. Jackie Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 1 in the game. Tobin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steiner scores. Fox moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, White Sox. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0 for 1 in the game. McBride hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Steiner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tresh strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Humphries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphries is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Humphries strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0 for 1 in the game. Walters hits a fly ball into left field. Dick Schott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 1 in the game. Woods hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 2 in the game. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schock fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ben Steiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steiner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Steiner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Humphries juggles the ball. That's an error on Humphries. Newsom moves to second. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 2 in the game. Metkovich hits a pop-up towards short. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Curtwright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Steiner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hockett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hockett. The throw from Walters and he is out, Newsom applying the tag. Two outs. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dickshott takes first base on ball 4. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0 for 2 in the game. Nagel hits a pop-up towards first. Metkovich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackie Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tobin strikes out. There goes Fox. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0 for 2 in the game. McBride hits a fly ball towards right. Kurt Wright settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Kurt Wright. Fox scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, White Sox. Dave Ferris pinch hits for Fred Walters. Dave Ferris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferris takes first base on ball 4. McBride moves to second. Jim Butcher pinch hits for Pinky Woods. Jim Butcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Garbarek now catching. Mike Riba now pitching. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cuccinello hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Schock hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 2 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tobin juggles the ball. That's an error on Tobin. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 3 in the game. Newsom hits a fly ball into left field. Dick Schott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Steiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steiner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Steiner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 3 in the game. Metkovich hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Humphries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphries is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Humphries strikes out. One out. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kurtwright hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Hockett hits a pop-up towards third. Tobin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Dick Schott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tobin hits a line drive into right field. Kurt Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Steiner misplays the ball. That's an error on Steiner. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0 for 3 in the game. Nagel bunts in front of the plate. Garbark fields it and throws to first for the out. Dickshott moves to second. One out. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cuccinello takes first base on ball 4. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tobin fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0 for 3 in the game. McBride hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hockett. McBride reaches second base with a double. Leon Culberson pinch runs for Tom McBride. Johnny Lazor pinch hits for Bob Garbark. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Riba is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riba bunts towards the mound. Humphreys fields it and throws to first for the out. Culberson moves to third. Lazor moves to second. One out. Joe Bowman pinch hits for Skeeter Newsom. Joe Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman is walked intentionally. Eddie Lake pinch runs for Joe Bowman. Lloyd Christopher pinch hits for Ben Steiner. Frank Papish now pitching. Lloyd Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher strikes out. Two outs. Nick Polly pinch hits for George Metkovich. Nick Polly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Polly hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.